Hello everyone, happy new year and welcome back to a brand new episode of Network Talk. And this is not just any episode. Not only is this our first edition of 2026, but we're kicking off the new year by widening our map quite literally. Today, we are heading beyond Europe and diving into a region filled with opportunity, transformation, and a lot of fascinating logistics stories. Last year was a lot, and global supply chains are under more pressure now than ever. And it led to a lot of shifting trade patterns, with some areas seeing real bursts of growth. And so today, we are going to be exploring one of these areas, and that is the Maghreb region. To help me better understand this, I'm joined by Mohamed Chiribi, DAX's Managing Director for the Maghreb and Turkey region. I'm going to be chatting to him about why industrial companies are suddenly flocking to North Africa, and how ports like Tanger Med are turning into global powerhouses, and why digitalization and daily connections can make or break modern supply chains. We will be discussing big investments DAX is making in Morocco, a country which is ideally located both on the shores of the Mediterranean Sea and on the Atlantic Ocean, the brand new gateways connecting Europe to Tunisia and Turkey, and of course, the exciting new logistics facilities coming this year. This is an episode you do not want to miss, so buckle up because we're going across continents, into ports, across highways, and straight into the future of global logistics. Let's get started. Hello, Mohamed. Welcome to Network Talk. It's great to have you on the podcast today. Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year to you, Charlotte. Happy to be here with you.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. And before we dive into the strategy and operations side of things, can you please introduce yourself with a bit about your background and your current role at DAXA?
Okay, of course. My name is Mohamed Chiribi. I'm 44 years old, father of two boys, and married. I am with DAXA since 2011. I'm working since more than 22 years. Before DAXA, I was in express transportation, but also in IT. My background, I'm an IT developer, but all roles are leading to logistics. So here I am today working for DAXA in Morocco, Maghreb, and Turkey.
Yes, and we are here today to talk about Morocco, Maghreb, and Turkey. It's a very dynamic and growing region within the DAXA network. I think it would be useful to set the scene a little bit and look back on how supply chain dynamics changed last year. It was a very busy year. We saw trade tensions, shifting markets. There was a lot of uncertainty. So from your perspective, how have these global developments changed what companies expect from their supply chains and suppliers today?
Yeah, you are completely right. Last year was quite challenging in regard of the global market, with a lot going on with the different wars that stressed a lot the global supply chain. And what we're looking today at our clients, they are more looking about geopolitical stability in the countries they're choosing to operate from. We are looking a rise in nearshoring, especially Morocco, Tunisia, and Turkey. We can see it in the growth of the business. And this is mainly due to research from our clients to faster access to their market, or so much closer distance toward their subcontractor, feeding in goods into European market mainly.
Well, that brings us very nicely onto our topic for today, because with all these changes that you just spoke about, the Maghreb region has been somewhat in the spotlight and has particularly become an important part of DAXA's network. So why do you think this region in particular is so important for European and international industry?
So I think that the first major advantage of this region is the proximity with Europe. If you take Morocco, we can go to the Iberian Peninsula with less than 24 hours, to France within 48 to 72 hours, the rest of Europe within 3 to 4 days. So this is clearly a very high competitive advantage for the region. The second one is we are having competitive costs, as the labor cost in our countries is much cheaper than in Europe. Especially for the production or even added value in logistics. What we can also notice is throughout the last 10 to 15 years, especially in Morocco, there is a huge development in industry. We can cite the automotive industry. We can talk about the textile, aeronautics, also during the last years, some electronics. And this brings us To the next point is that over also the last years, both in Morocco and Tunisia, we are having a high skill availability of workers that were trained toward those markets specifically. So they are answering completely the needs of those industries in the region.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great overview of the benefits of the whole of the region. I think it would be quite useful to drill down into the specifics, because obviously there's a few countries that make this up. So could you give perhaps some specific advantages that countries such as like Morocco, Tunisia and Turkey actually offer companies looking for resilient and cost-effective supply chain? And perhaps if there's any specific difference between the countries.
Yeah. So if we take Turkey has the most developed industrial areas and industrial zones compared to the two other countries, as the development in Turkey started much earlier than Morocco and Tunisia. And it's also much wider diversified. So in Turkey, for example, you are having lots of food logistics in addition to the automotive, to the textile. In textile, they are both producing the final product, but also the raw material as the walls and so on. So they are really developed and can provide the full solution, industrial solution for the European market. In addition, one of the main differences with the other countries is that Turkey is already within Europe. So we can reach European countries, especially Eastern European and German market. German market, which is historically really linked to the Turkish people. We can serve by land, by road transportation, directly the European market. If you are going to Tunisia, Tunisia is a long-standing production area for a European market, especially in automotive and textile. They are really specifically dedicated areas to those type of industries with a really competitive, one of the most competitive labor costs on the region. If we are going closer to Europe, then we are coming to Morocco. Between Morocco and Spain, we have to cross only a channel of 14 kilometers, which makes it the closest country in Africa to Europe. And as I told you earlier, out of Morocco, we can reach the European market within 24 hours. So this makes it a really high competitive advantage. The difference also that makes Morocco is logistical infrastructure. Morocco have invested a lot over the last 1 year in logistical infrastructure. We are talking about airports, ports, highways, and one of the major and significant part of this logistic hub is the Tanger Med port, which is the biggest one in the Mediterranean Sea and also in Africa.
Yeah, I definitely want to come back to Tanger Med port later on in the episode. That's a very important point. But going back to what we spoke about at the beginning of the episode, customers are now expecting a lot more in terms of reliability. I mean, they want defined transit times, transparency, and seamless integration. So how is Daxa delivering on these expectations in the Maghreb and Turkey region? As I mean, it's a little bit outside of most of Daxa's hubs in Europe. So is it all still integrated in the same way?
Oh, yeah. Daxa is working in Maghreb region since more than 40 years. To be more precise, in Morocco since 42 years. This year will be the 40th anniversary in Tunisia.
Wow.
So it's a long-standing tradition of doing business with Maghreb countries. But we lately, over the last 4 years, we are conducting major projects in Maghreb to integrate totally the area to the Daxa network. And this is done on several levels. The first one is on IT. So now, since 4 years, we are using the exact same IT infrastructure and information system that we are using in Europe. This is really important because for the customer experience, he needs to have a seamless service quality from Europe to Maghreb, as he's used to within the European Daxa in the European network in Daxa. So this is the first point. Second point, what we are working on is to bring the service into a daily service. What we need to know is that between Europe and Morocco or Tunisia, the traditional import and export are done twice a week in groupage. So this is how the market is operating. But with the fast industrialization of Morocco, this needs is moving more toward a daily need to connect Morocco to the rest of the European Union. And these daily departures are really the next step for us.
Yeah, I think that daily departures is very important, especially as everyone wants things the next day now. So yeah, that is very important.
Exactly.
And obviously, as the world becomes increasingly digitized, the digital connectivity and this kind of seamless integration across regions is a very crucial way to create that connectivity. But another way that DAXA has achieved this connectivity is through physical gateways located in France and Germany. And this helps, I guess, with the daily connections. But what role do these access points play in speed, frequency, and efficiency for shipments to Morocco, Tunisia, and Turkey?
So typically today, what those gateways are providing, so today we are having one in France, the other one in Germany, and we have a newborn one since the beginning of the year, which is in Cadiz in Spain to serve the Iberian Peninsula. The goal of those gateways is to consolidate the freight from our customers and to allow us to have daily departures. So as of today, we are able to serve the whole European network with daily departures from Europe to Morocco and from Morocco to Europe. And this is a big game changer within the market. Second thing, as you were talking about digitalization, we are also providing the same type of product. We are an entire country today within the DAXA network, both Morocco, Tunisia, but also Turkey since 1st of January this year. This means that we are able to provide the same level of service quality by ensuring the transit time, by ensuring the number of departures per day as we are providing in the whole European network.
I'm curious to know as well with the daily departures, what are the customs processes like? Do you have any solutions in place to kind of speed that up or facilitate easier customs processes?
Yeah, exactly. As I told you before, we are having now a full connection with IT system in Europe. So this is bringing us a huge competitive advantage. When your goods as a client is departing from Europe, we are collecting upon departure all the document necessary for the custom clearance upon arrival. And this is sent through the system, which means that while your goods are traveling on the road, we already received all the necessary documentation to prepare your custom clearance here in Morocco. And the process starts. So when your goods are arriving in Morocco or Tunisia, we are already in the process of clearing your goods.
Wow, that is wonderful. I want to go back to something that we mentioned earlier on in the episode, and that is Tanger Medport in Morocco. And this is turning into a bit of a global logistics powerhouse. I mean, as you said, you were kind of, DAXA was there before it blew up in this way. But how does this port support DAXA's strategy today?
Tanger Med is really important part of the strategy of Morocco logistical developments. What we need to know, I'll give you some numbers, is that it's connected to more than 186 ports all around the world in all the continents. It's moving 11.44 million TEUs in 2024, which makes it the biggest port in Mediterranean Sea and Africa. It's also allowing more than 500,000 trucks to cross between Morocco and Europe every year. The specific thing about this port is that it is connected directly to 1,000 acres of industrial zones. And this is really important because you can produce directly in Morocco the Moroccan local wages and have direct access to the port for exportation or importation.
I mean, and of course, we've been quite focused on the European side of things and the Maghreb's connection to Europe. But Tanger Med is not just a gateway to Europe, it's also a gateway to Africa. And we've seen Africa just expand massively in 2025. I think a lot of countries were looking for new consumer markets with the US's tariffs. So what opportunities does this create for DAXA having access to the African market?
So actually, a lot of people are talking about Africa as being the next place to be for development. And it is quite true and more true every day. What we need to know about Africa is that it is served by three main hubs. The first one is Dubai, serving the eastern part of Africa. The second one is in South Africa, serving the southern countries. And Morocco, through Tanger Med, is now willing to serve the Western Africa, which is a huge market potential for the European countries. So as of today, we are already doing some cross-docking within the Tanger Med hub. We are having a location within the port before entering the Morocco customs. And this allows us to do some added value operations in logistics. If you want to add some stickers or do some pick and pack and these kind of things, we do it in our warehouse. And then we re-export again to African, Western African country through the Tangier Med port. The other thing that we can add here is that Morocco is completing his offer by opening within the next year a second big port in Nador. It is eastern of Tangier, because Tangier with 11.5 million TEU is already getting to the maximum capacity. So all the overflow will go to the Nador, which is 300 kilometers eastern of Tangier. And Morocco is completing his offer by opening in 2028 the Tafla port, which is south of Morocco. This port aims to serve Western African country and give access to countries like Mali, Burkina Faso, who do not have access to sea, to have a port to export and import their goods. So the goal of Morocco is really to position itself as a hub between Europe and Western Africa. And this makes full sense for Daxer to give solutions for their European clients to access these markets.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also read that Daxer's processes into Tangier Med are 100% digitalized, which is very impressive. But technology isn't the only thing that Daxer is investing heavily in. There is also a large logistics center opening in 2026, which is this year. I think it's June of this year. So could you tell us a bit more about this project? Like, what's the strategic thinking behind the development, and where is it located, and why have you chosen this location?
Yes, of course. So to answer your first point about the fully digitalized, yes, we have fully digitalized the solution in Tangier Med, and to bring in a container or out of Tangier Med, we have zero paperwork. Everything is digitalized. And this is also thanks to the huge effort of digitalization made by the port itself. Just to give you another statistic, in 2024, Tangier Med was ranked fifth in the world in the CPPI index, which is the performance index of the ports. So which helps a lot in having a really flawless in and out from the port. In the other parts of it, yes, we are having huge news, because we are opening in June 2026 one of the biggest infrastructure in logistics in Morocco, which we build in Tangier. It's based on 7.5 acres of plots, and we are building 40,000 square meter warehouse. This warehouse will be a one-stop shop, where we will be able to provide to our clients a bounded warehouse, where we will be deconsolidating sea freight, air freight, but also road from and to Europe. We will be also able to provide storage for dangerous goods, but also for standard goods there, doing pick and packs and all added value within logistics. And we're really proud to be able to open this in Morocco, and thankful to Daxer for the trust in this investment, because it represents the biggest investment of Daxer outside Europe.
Yeah, I'd love to catch up with you later in the year and find out what the impacts of this new center has given to the region. I'd be really interested in seeing that. But finally, looking to the future, we've spoken about lots and lots of benefits of this region, but with new infrastructure, digitalization, gateways, and market growth, what do you see as the biggest opportunities for the Maghreb and Turkey region in the years ahead?
So this region, actually, I think is the gates for Europe by road to other markets. Europe is already connected through air and sea services from Daxer to the rest of the world. But if we want to go out from Europe by road, we need to go through Turkey, Morocco, or Tunisia. So Turkey for Far East, this is the central place to move goods. Morocco for Western Africa, and Tunisia for the neighboring countries. We are also with what we see happening everywhere in the world, especially the instability around the transportation from Asia to Europe. Those countries are playing more and more an important role in nearshoring. Nearshoring is becoming the thing nowadays in logistics, and our countries are really in the right position, the right time to play this for the European market.
It sounds like you're going to have a very, very busy year ahead of you. And I think there's probably 100 more things to discuss about this very important market. But we do have to wrap up the episode at some point. So I want to finish, as I often do, with a few lighthearted, quick-fire questions. So first of all, if the Maghreb region was a card in top trumps, do you think it would score the highest in location, production capability, or infrastructure?
I would say neither of them. The top score would be culture, because we are at a crossroad historically between different culture and Morocco has played this for a long time. And I think this is where our will to develop as a logistic hub coming from, because we are really close to the European culture, but also to the African one. I think this is one of our major advantages in this game.
Definitely. I think perhaps after the logistics center opens, that infrastructure score might go up a little bit. As well, with nearshoring being one of the main benefits of this region, what is one place or attraction that you would love to have close to your front door?
New York City.
That is a very good one.
Yeah, I really love the vibe there, the intensity of the power that you can feel when you're walking on the streets there. And I think this is, one of my preferred places in the world.
Absolutely. I think I'd quite like to open my front door and find myself on a beach. I live in central London, so lots of streets, but not much sand. But finally, if you were to recommend one country within the Maghreb and Turkey network as a holiday destination, which one would you choose and why?
If I answer you, then I will have a problem with the other countries. So it's kind of hard to answer. But of course, one of my countries is Morocco. I was born and raised here, and we have really different things to see and lots of culture. But to be fully honest, I'm spending a lot of my personal time with my family also in Tunisia and Turkey, because you have amazing food, amazing sightseeing. So yeah, one of the three is really nice choice for you for your next 2 days.
Just one long trip, go around all of them, be lovely.
Exactly.
Mohammed, it was wonderful to have you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for your insight. It's been great.
Thank you very much for having me with you. Have a nice day.
That brings us to the end of today's episode of Network Talk. I really hope you enjoyed this conversation that I had with Mohammed Charivi. We have explored how shifting geopolitics, nearshoring, and rising expectations around speed and reliability are reshaping global supply chains, and why the Maghreb and Turkey region has become such a critical part of that story. And it was really interesting to hear how, from Morocco's proximity to Europe and the scale of Tanger Med, Turkey's industrial depth, and Tunisia's cost competitiveness, how each country plays a distinct role in a more resilient and flexible supply chain. Mohammed also gave us a fascinating look at how DAXA is supporting this growth through the daily departures, fully integrated IT systems, digitalized customs processes, and major infrastructure investments, including that new logistics center opening later this year. And what really stood out is how this region isn't just a bridge to Europe, but increasingly a gateway to Africa and beyond, positioning it as a key hub for the next phase of global trade. So a big thank you to Mohammed for sharing his insights, and of course to you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and join us next time as we continue exploring the people, regions, and networks shaping the future of logistics.